So I'm here with Ms. Nicole, who is the director of the Mobility Assistance Program for ICP. Nicole, you run this whole shebang. What is that like?
That's interesting. It's a lot of fun. We are constantly helping families locate housing and spending a lot of time on the phone and talking to landlords and negotiating rents and just doing whatever we can to help our families successfully lease up.
And you've been with the MAP program for how long?
13 plus years.
13 plus years. What were you doing before the MAP program?
Before the MAP program, I was a mobility counselor at the Dallas Housing Authority in the HOP department, Housing Opportunity Programs department.
And does that program still exist there?
It does not exist, no.
So you've kind of seen things from both sides,
yes.
Inside an agency and outside
yes.
an agency.
Yes.
And you've stayed here for all those years.
I have, yes.
Yeah,
yes.
And so what size of a staff do you manage?
It's a total of 7 of us. We have 2 administrative assistants. We have a special programs administrator, and then we have counselors. The rest of us are counselors.
What drives you in the morning, because I know you have a commute, what drives you in the morning to want to come and do this work?
Well, the fact that I can come in every day, and you know, every day I know it's going to be something different, something challenging, something exciting, and you know, on the other end of the phone will be a family who's in need of housing. And to be able to, you know, sit back and watch a family successfully lease up and find housing where, you know, they're able to move into a well-resourced area where they can take advantage if they have children of the school opportunities or the job opportunities. That's very rewarding to be a part of something like that.
But the family doesn't, they're not going to necessarily be homeless though if they don't get your help, right? So why they have a voucher already from the Housing Authority, why seek your assistance?
Well, some of the families that we work with, they don't know about all the opportunities in the areas that they're able to move to. And they seek our assistance because we're able to, you know, educate them and tell them about some of these areas that initially they had no idea they were able to move to. Or if they did, they had no idea of some of the opportunities or amenities that the areas offer. And so we're able to kind of walk them through that process.
So have you ever had a family who moved to a part of the Dallas-Fort Worth Metroplex that they had never heard of before?
Oh, most definitely. We have several families that have moved to areas that they've never even heard of before. They don't even know.
Like what?
For example, Denton County. You know, families don't, oftentimes they don't realize they can use their vouchers as far as Denton County in areas like Denton or Aubrey. They don't realize they can go that far.
So what, give me an example or maybe something that you remember in recent times or further back or whatever of some help that you lent somebody.
Okay. Speaking of Denton County, I think about a family that came to me and she didn't have very many days left on her voucher.
How many did you get?
You get a total initially, back then, 60 days, and then you were awarded a 30-day extension. So a total of 90 days back then for this example that I'm speaking about. And she was down to maybe a few weeks left on her voucher, and she just couldn't find anything, and she didn't know what to do. And as a matter of fact, I remember her crying. And she called me, and, you know, she was talking to me about her job, where her job was located, and she, you know, wanted to be in a fair distance to her job. And so I got off the phone with her and I made a call to a property manager that ICP has a relationship with. And I called her just to see if by chance she happened to have anything available. And right place at the right time, she did happen to have something available. But what she said was, Nicole, you know, in order to save this property for the client, I'll need a deposit up front. So I was able to get permission and pay the security deposit up front so the client, they could go ahead and fill out paperwork and she could turn it in and she'd have a place to move to.
That's not an exception, right? You guys help with security deposits in general?
Yes, we help with security deposits in general.
Is there any other financial assistance besides that you do?
Yes, it is. We assist with application fees and we also assist with landlord bonuses.
And so why is that?
Well, because it allows families oftentimes to move into areas. You know, if, as you look in the suburban areas, the Denton counties, the Collin counties, oftentimes the rents are higher and therefore the security deposits are higher. And so without the assistance, that would actually prevent families from being able to move out into those areas and take advantage of some of those amenities out in those areas.
So now back to this client you're talking about. So what was kind of like the result after she got the security deposit paid through you, I should say. Did you talk to her after that?
Oh, yes. Most I keep in touch with her even now. She was able to successfully move out into Denton County. Her commute was a lot better than what it was before, and she still lives there to this day, and she's doing fine. She'll just keep in touch with me every once in a while and just call and say hi. And, you know, we talk about that situation that she was in where she didn't know where she would go. But yes, I do still talk to her occasionally.
So now that was a landlord that you guys had a relationship with.
Yes.
You, I imagine, deal with people who are landlords that you don't already have a relationship with.
Absolutely.
How does that go?
On a regular basis. I can think of another example where I had a client, and this particular client was trying to move into Collin County. And, you know, we were doing some searching online trying to find housing, and we found a property. And so, you know, we made the initial call, and it was a landlord who had never heard of the program. They didn't know anything about the voucher program or anything. And so what we did, we scheduled an appointment, and we went out, and we met the landlord in person. And it was a husband and wife, and they were pretty nervous about the program and meeting us. And we met, and we were able to kind of talk through things and answer all of their questions. And, you know, I kind of walked them through the process. I explained about the voucher program. I talked about ICP and, you know, how we could assist the family. We would assist with the security deposit. And at that point, we were able to, you know, get the family on, get the couple on board. And they decided to go ahead and rent their property to the to my client.
So I know everything's not a bed of roses. What would you say is the hardest thing about the position that you're in? Like, what keeps you up at night or makes you think about when you leave for the day?
Okay. In the instances when, you know, I'm not able, or one of my colleagues were not able to successfully help a client find housing, you know, based on, sometimes our clients will come to us and they want particular things, or, you know, they want to be in a certain area. And, you know, when we call landlord after landlord after landlord and they're saying no, they will not accept the voucher program or they turn us down, that's so heartbreaking. And then, you know, when you're out driving around in some of these suburban areas and you see all these apartments being built and all this available housing, and you call and you're talking to all these landlords and they're still telling you no, they will not accept the program, they will not accept the voucher, that's heartbreaking. Because you have to sit back and, you know there's available housing, but you're watching families lose their voucher because they can't find anything.
So you have a ways to see a lot of these places being built. You don't live in the city of Dallas, is that right?
I do not.
So
correct.
You have commute kind of similar to some of the families you're talking
yes,
about.
Yes, I do. Yes, I do.
And so some of that's going on in the city of Dallas with lots of buildings being built and apartments, but also out in the suburbs as well, as you're saying.
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Well, you're dedicated.
I am.
And you appreciate it.
Thank you.
And I couldn't ask for a better director of our mobility assistance program.
Thank you. I appreciate that.
Thank you.
Thank you.